Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Comic Book Club. And now, here are your hosts, Justin Tyler, Pete LePage, and me, Alex Salmon. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex. And all of our announcers are gone this week. All of them. We have an announcer and a backup announcer, and they both left us this week. What are we going to do? I wonder, you know, you guys don't think, I mean, we're probably going to talk about this a little more on the show. This morning, Marvel, Sony, huge announcement. Spider-Man is going back to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. That's a huge note. Both of our announcers are gone today. You don't think they're, like, auditioning for Spider-Man, do you? The process doesn't happen that quickly. It takes a little time. Yeah. First, you get bit by the spider. You fall asleep. You get muscles. And then...
There's no other way for regular people to get muscles.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Right?
No, so they're off collecting spiders to bite them right now?
Yep. Both of our announcers are off collecting spiders, so that's pretty exciting. But here's somebody, actually, who isn't off collecting spiders. It's our guest tonight.
Nice.
Oh.
We're very excited to have back on the show. He's one of our favorite guys to have here. He is the multimedia editor for New York Magazine. Ladies and gentlemen, Abraham Reisman!
Yeah! Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Welcome back. Always exciting to have you here.
Oh, my God. It's always so exciting to be here.
You guys
were the first podcast that wasn't something that I was recording in my apartment that I was ever on.
Wow.
And now, guys, I've been on two different podcasts.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
But it all started right here.
You're welcome.
Your mistress podcast.
What are your podcasts like?
Just like this, except different white guys hosting that.
Yep. You said it, not me.
So you do a ton of different stuff at New York Magazine and also
yep.
at Vulture, but I also know you are the in-depth comic book guy.
I am. I now have reached this point where I feel comfortable saying to coworkers and new hires at the organization that I have a confusing role there. I feel like there's just no point in lying about it. I'm in charge of all of our video content, but I'm the only guy who has any real comics and superhero knowledge, and we've reached this point where basically every other day some piece of licensed comic book property is major entertainment news.
So
it's always astounding to me how – I can't tell whether I should say how little everyone else knows about superheroes or – how stupidly, unnecessarily knowledgeable I am about
it's,
that.
Well, I feel stupid all the time. I don't know about you.
That's unrelated.
Yeah, it's not related to that.
We all feel that way.
What do you mean?
No, I mean that somebody mentions something, and it's instantly something clicks in my brain.
Right, sure.
Like, they have, I mean, this is not big breaking entertainment news, but there's that thing with Steve McQueen from The Vampire Diaries,
right.
Where he's like, I want to play Nightwing. And I was like, I can instantly tell you 15 things about Nightwing. And it's just my brain switches to that, and it drives me nuts because I can't turn it off. I can't be like, oh, that's interesting.
Right, well, like a couple months ago when they announced the casting for the Suicide Squad movie, one of my editors said, hey, we need you to do a quick explainer on the Suicide Squad. And I was like, oh, God, I don't know anything about the Suicide Squad. All I know is that John Ostrander wrote them for a long time, and Amanda Waller's the leader, and Deadshot's usually on there, and also Captain Boomerang. And, like, at that point, I've already given way more information than an explainer could possibly need. So
your
like,
editor's desperately trying not to punch you as you keep rattling
no,
on.
No. They yeah, exactly. At a certain point, they do have to get me to stop by punching me, but they let me go for a little while.
Do you also, I mean, and you work, so we work at three news organizations, CNN, MTV, and New York Magazine.
Yep.
Do you find that, like, you have to kind of pull back a little bit?
Oh, always. For example, I have a big feature I've been reporting for months, way too long, that's coming out either later this week or early next week about the history and significance of the character Harley Quinn. And I turned in my first draft for it today.
First draft? How long is it?
Well, I didn't count the words, but let me just say that the number of pages in Microsoft Word is, it's a 2-integer number. So there's,
Ooh, yeah, nice.
I got up to like 11 pages, and yeah. It felt very incomplete to me. So, yes, this is a problem.
You're apologizing profusely, and they're like, hey, man, we wanted like half a page.
Yep, that's basically it.
Well, I got up to the 10th page, and I've only explained who the Red Hood is so far.
Right, right, right. I was like, oh, God, I didn't even get into Gail Simone's Secret Six run when Harley was there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know. Well, and I feel like the other thing about knowing too much about comic books is everyone else is like, they're like, yeah, I know about comic books. You got Superman and like there's other guys. Right, Batman's cool. So like fill in a couple gaps. You're like, you don't get it.
Yeah.
It's all gaps compared to what you know, bro.
Well, the other thing is like I always feel self-conscious about this stuff. I feel far more self-conscious about not knowing enough because, boy howdy, I don't have to tell you guys, once you post anything online about comics, if it's part of a mainstream continuity of some kind, you will immediately be told all of the continuity errors that you've put in there or all of the writers you failed to mention or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was I've gotten into several fights in the past couple of weeks, and I've really tried to restrain.
Go on.
With Snowberry shippers. Not actually Snowberry shippers, with West Allen shippers from The Flash.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys know about this.
Oh,
but
yeah.
So people who
That's
split,
a confusing way to say it.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, it's really.
So people who ship.
He's using the preferred term that they
right,
have.
Right, no, exactly. It is the preferred term. Yeah. It's Iris West and Barry Allen for The Flash. People who ship them want them to be together.
We should be clear, the television program.
Right, the television program, The Flash. And I personally ship Snowberry a little bit. As you guys know, which is Caitlin Snow and Barry Allen. I think I think the two actors are cute together. So I've said a couple of times at different pieces at MTV, like, oh, I think they're super cute. We ship Snow Barry here at MTV. People are basically, they came back to me like, why are you racist?
Ah!
Constantly. Just
why
like,
are you racist?
I don't know. Totally ripping me apart. Got into long, long conversations with people being like, okay, let's just kind of work through this and try to figure this out. And somebody said, I don't understand. What are you talking about? They're meant to be together. Iris and Barry have twins. And I shot back. And I said, oh, I think actually you're thinking of Wally West. Wally West and Linda Park, who showed up on the show this week.
No.
They have twins together. And they're like, excuse me. Pre-crisis continuity.
Yes.
And I was like, all right, I'm very sorry. I don't remember literally every continuity from DC and every single character.
Well, hey, DC's going to remind you in Convergence. Yeah. Let's get ready.
Everything we're dying to hear about. Dusting off old comics. I think my answer would be like, oh, I just don't like the actress who plays Iris West.
So you don't?
Yeah, no, you can't say that, or you're racist. Here's
then you're really racist.
I'm kidding.
If I'm racist, it's against bad actors? Is that a, is that a race of people?
There is one of my favorite things, and this is actually like an ongoing conversation that keeps cropping up his head every week or so, where somebody new discovers the horrible things I said about Candace Patton, the actress who plays Iris West, and hits me up. This week, somebody hit me up and they're like, why would you say that to her? Because we interviewed her about Snowberry.
And asked her about why she's a bad actor.
No. We're like, why would you say
that? Opening question. Did you not learn? Like, why are you so bad? How did you get this job?
I work with someone who's a classically trained actor.
Do you?
I could play Iris West better than her.
I'm going to go on record.
Shakespearean time. I'll tell you what, I ship myself at So how do you like that?
Totally fair.
I've never used the word ship in that way, but
we don't need to read your Mary Sue fanfic up here, okay?
Yeah.
I write mostly in French. So
anyway.
I like her. I think she's great on the show.
I thought she's done some good stuff. I wrote this article where I listed all the things I really liked about her in the mid-season finale and liked about their relationship and all the stuff they did.
Uh-huh. Right.
But I made the mistake of referring to the relationship as some real Jamie and Cersei shit. People flipped out. Out at me.
They're like practically siblings. Like,
yeah,
they were
raised as siblings.
They were raised as siblings by whatever.
Yeah. They're related by blood and they're having sex.
Whoa.
No.
What?
No.
Are
no.
they?
No.
They're actively not having sex because it gets buried down every day.
You have to read my fanfic.
Yeah, I know.
God, I don't want to.
So you got the Harley Quinn article.
I got the Harley Quinn article. Speaking of fanfic, I actually have a piece I'm working on Oh God, we're well. I can't get into too much detail about the larger project that is part of, but I am diving deep into the. I am not a big fic reader, and I am certainly not a fanfic writer, but I am writing about the universally regarded worst piece of fan fiction ever written. You guys heard about this? My Immortal?
Twilight?
No, oh, yeah. Well...
50 Shades of Grey?
Well, okay, so my... Right. Yep.
Topical.
That is a decent point. No, there's this... in 2006, there is this piece of Harry Potter fanfic that started getting serialized on fanfiction.net
right.
called My Immortal, which was, and remains to this day, infamously and legendarily poorly written in terms of grammar, spelling, structure. It's a Mary Sue thing. There's all these weird author notes where the writer is lashing out at haters who are getting mad at her because she's only seen two Harry Potter movies and read none of the books, but she's still a real fan. So the thing is, there's this ongoing controversy about whether or not it's a hoax. And anyway, I've gone too deep at this point. I'm about to interview somebody who claims that she wrote it, but there are like 10 people who claim that they wrote it.
Wow.
This is why I stay out of fan fiction communities. Wow.
Actually, I don't know if you know, the three of us wrote it together.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Great. Yeah. So wow, this is nice and convenient. Yeah, I'm glad I brought it up.
I'm known for not seeing movies, so I figured it was the perfect
the first time I was ever on here, that was the main topic of discussion.
Yep. But yeah. You know what? Last week you saw Captain America 2 for the first time.
Wait, is that really true?
Yeah, we
liked it, though.
And here's the funny thing. We killed him, and this is his ghost right
now. Well, it's sort of a winter movie, so I wanted to watch it
it
seasonally.
Ironically, yeah, it didn't come out in the winter, so you know, you did it right, maybe.
Yeah.
Nope.
And
no, it did
I
not.
Still haven't seen Captain America the First Avenger. I feel like that should be paired with the Avengers 2.
Oh, God.
So that I can really watch it.
How did you get this
You're a terrible person.
Exactly.
There's
exactly.
extensive auditions. I just was the least like Iris West. So.
So it started out, he went into the forest, found a couple of spiders, right?
Yeah.
That's
kind of
where it
nice.
Yeah. Cool. So vulture.com.
Yeah, vulture.com. AbrahamReisman.com. You can misspell the last name with the IE transposed. I registered both domain names. But
that's
well
nice of you.
Well done.
Good.
Yeah,
good
very,
job.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a digital native, you know, I'm a millennial.
Cool.
Congrats, I guess?
That's cool.
No, it's not great.
No, it's not.
But you know what actually is great is our next section, which we like to call the stack.
All right.
And in the stack, we're going to talk about some comic books that came out this week that we particularly liked. Let's start off with my pick, Star Wars.
No, that is not your pick.
What?
Your pick. That is my pick.
Oh, that's your pick?
Yeah. We usually start with my pick.
All right. But
and it's Star Wars number two.
So before the show.
Right.
We all sent in Star Wars number two as our pick, but I sent it in last, which means I was the last person to claim it.
No. I said it first,
that's
so I get it.
Work.
I called
and
it.
Land.
That's how it works. First guy to call it gets it.
Okay, well, why don't we just see who has the best review and synopsis?
Right. Yeah. Whoever can do the best job of describing the plot of the book.
All right, fine. You win, asshole. You happy?
No. You should
go ahead. Go ahead.
No, what I just really, first off, the first issue. That since Marvel has taken over Star Wars was unbelievable. We all really loved it. So I was joking with Jordan D. White. You should just call it quits now because there's
who's
no
the
way.
Editor of the book.
Right. That there's no way you could follow up.
Call it quits now.
Yeah, because the first issue was amazing. You got no shot.
Yeah, no. Most famous artists are like, well, I'm done. That was pretty good.
That's pretty good first
Picasso
issue.
Very famously was like, that one's done.
Yeah.
Later.
Anyways, I like how you're comparing art to comic books. That makes me happy.
It's real.
So anyways, this issue is amazing. Better than the first issue, what I didn't think was possible.
Wow.
I loved it.
What happened? What about it?
Yeah.
What was great was, I don't want to spoil anything, but we have Darth Vader in the first issue.
Big spoiler.
Yeah, big spoiler. And he's on the cover. And it picks right up where you want it to pick right up. You know,
where it left off.
Right. Well, like, you know, when you get a last page, it's
can I
a teaser.
Interrupt? I just want to say, I love the fact that there were consecutive pages in this
book. Yeah, oh, I know. So great.
They jumped into issue two to the Ewok village with them singing the Yub Jub song.
Yeah.
You'd have been that's fucked up.
Yeah. All right. Anyways,
come on. All right. Yeah.
So and then you get like the conversation that you want. It's just really powerful, really amazing, and like all these, oh my God, moments. Like holy shit, and it just keeps ramping up. It's unbelievable.
I have to say, for people at home, we're at this very nice bar, Fontana's, and they play a lot of metal here.
Yeah.
And so I had read this when it came out. I, too, love it. I think it's great. But I was flipping through just to refresh my memory, and they're playing some, like, really good speed metal. And listening to that while rereading the Luke and Vader fight was awesome. It was great.
Yeah.
Especially
nice.
My favorite line. This might even, like, go into some of, like, probably, like, top 25 Darth Vader lines of all time, including the movies, is Luke saying, "You killed my father," and him saying, "I've killed very many fathers. You'll have to be more specific."
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Jason Aaron just has an ear for that voice. It's great.
Yeah, that's a dick move.
That's a real dick move.
That's like a Twitter burn or something. Darth Vader is succinct. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's right there.
He's stepping up his game.
I should point out Luke's comeback is Urg.
He's very mad.
Well, that's pretty accurate to the character, I guess. Yeah, John Cassidy's art is insane, ridiculous. The fight scenes are amazing.
Yep.
Darth Vader has maybe never been even this badass, even in the movie.
I know.
Yeah. He's so great.
Fantastic. Every single character rings true, too, from C-3PO to... Chewbacca is not in this issue, but Luke gets some great stuff.
It is. It's very good. I have one criticism. Luke at one point is like, he says, I'm good at shooting womp rats. And I want to, like, the womp rat thing, like, what is so great about this? Like, why is that, like,
is that
scoring a touchdown on Tatooine? Like, what is the deal with shooting womp rats?
They're fast, they're hard to hit, and he can do it.
So you're saying in high school on Tatooine, like, only, like, two or three people can ever shoot a womp
rat? That's right.
Because he brings it up, like, it's like every day. It's like, we get it, Luke. We know how you're great at shooting.
Right.
Like, if I was like, hey, guys, I killed a subway rat, would you be like, oh, yeah!
Every episode, you bring up how you're a classically trained actor. So,
you're saying shooting a womp rat is like being a well-trained professional?
No, I like that you were like, this is a dick because he keeps repeating it, and that's what we have to live with.
Well, you're saying you don't like what you are, and he's bragging about something stupid, and I guess that's why...
Yep. You're also bragging about something
stupid.
You
just worked yourself into a narrative hole there.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
I live in a narrative.
This book is fantastic. Definitely pick it up. Mm-hmm. Let's move on with Justin's pick, which is Birthright number 5.
Birthright number 5
from Image Comics. We've talked about this book a couple of times on the show, but what was good about this issue?
So to give you a little backstory in the book, because it's a little confusing, Birthright is a story of a kid who vanishes into like a fantasy dimension. His family thinks he's dead. Then he appears later, and he's like a Thor-style swordsman.
Right. Except he's got a trucker hat.
Except he's got a trucker hat. That's a great point. So he's like an Ashton Kutcher-influenced Thor.
Right.
So he comes back to Earth, and he's like...
You're going to get to this in a second, but he's kind of punking people a little bit.
He's punky. He's like fantasy punked. He comes back, and he's like, I was the chosen one in this fantasy world, and I killed the evil magician, and now I'm coming here to kill other bad guys. And the family's like, okay, we'll help you. It's so great to see you. The secret is that he didn't beat the evil magician. He was overtaken by it. Sorry for the spoiler in the back there. And he is now sort of being guided by this evil presence. So it's a little complicated, but it's a great book. This would be a great movie or TV series. It's the characters are very well done. The art's beautiful.
The art really is great. I mean, I haven't been reading this series, but just flipping through it, like, these are gorgeous pencils.
I mean...
It feels a lot like Matt Wagner doing, like, Mage. Oh, yeah. Like, it's this nice take on fantasy stuff.
Well, it's Matt Wagner doing Mage on the art, and then it's clearly influenced by Brian K. Vaughan and the writing. Joshua Williamson definitely looks up to a lot of people, idolizes a lot of people. I think he's even said that was one of the influences here, because... You got that twist at the end of the first issue, just like Brian K. Vaughan. Every single issue ends with this gigantic, huge last page splash cliffhanger, and here this issue is no different.
Now,
tonally, it's also very fun. There's like fun parts.
Yeah.
The characters are.
I loved the violence in this. It was really very exciting. But what I'm having problems with is
the not violence.
Yeah. No, just the who am I rooting for here? Because I want to root for him, but if he's a bad guy, I don't want to root for him. So it's a little confusing right now, so I'm not quite on board yet.
I would say, Pete, go back to your mantra. Always root for the guy in the trucker hat.
All right.
I know it served you very well over the years,
it has.
And I think it would do well.
Perfect. Another,
I think, I think he's going to come back around, and we're going to see as it goes that maybe he be,
no,
gets
I think
to be,
there's going to be three more issues, and everybody dies.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we'll see.
We'll see who's right with what that $1,000 bet.
Yep.
All right, let's move on to this last one. My pick, the unbeatable Squirrel Girl.
Squirrel Girl.
This comic is great. I love Squirrel Girl. She's a wonderful character. Ryan North is writing this. He is fantastic. We loved his run on Adventure Time.
So good.
And he brings the same sense of fun here. In particular, this issue, Squirrel Girl feels a lot like his writing on Finn. On Adventure Time. Like, it's very close. Also, the art by Erica Henderson is fantastic. It's cartoony, but also very expressive.
Yeah. You haven't seen an Iron Man suit until you've seen one with a tail compartment.
Oh, my God, it's great.
It's great.
And it's a funny issue, but there's also a really good amount of heart, and he's setting it up like it's a college sitcom, but with superpowers, but with squirrels. And it's really, really fun.
That just sucks. I pitched that.
Here's my only qualm about it is I love the bit that Dan Slott used to do where Squirrel Girl would start her adventure being like, well, beat Thanos. Okay, well, I'm on to the next thing. So she was always beating these insane villains off screen. But here we're getting to see her actually do some action. She does it in a really smart, fun way. So it's definitely a different joke, which is kind of interesting. But it's such a fun.
Well, and you got those fun little, not captions, whatever they are. They're sort of the end notes.
Subscripts?
Subscripts on every page written in the light brown font. Yeah, just sort of meta commentary. It's a lot of it feels, and there's a lot of homages, direct homages to Deadpool. A lot of it feels like a better Deadpool.
Whoa, sorry. Easy.
That's a real red flag.
Sorry. Okay. Well, it's as good as I don't know.
Oh,
the fourth wall breaking stuff is fun, and it doesn't feel gimmicky. It's just Ryan North has a nice voice. It's nice to...
Yeah, it's great.
I think, though, what I loved about his work on Adventure Time, it felt super original, even though it was like it was in canon, but it was like a very original, even though it was a licensed property. This, I feel like I've seen so many, like, fun... I'm a fun character, and then they take on Galactus. I feel like I've seen this trick so many times. I was a little disappointed by that.
Yeah, but with squirrels...
Right, I know that, but squirrels are like womp rats. Yeah. They're like little, we see them all the time. We've seen too many of them.
Yeah. Right.
He's not impressed.
And Galactus is kind of like an actor.
In a lot of ways. You know, he was, his origin is he survived before the Big Bang from That's the last right. world. And he was an actor back in that
world. Oh, he was?
World. Yeah, it's a little.
Was he classically trained?
He was not. That's why I got a leg up on that motherfucker.
I would like to say the art's unbelievable. It's really a fun comic. I very much enjoyed it. And I love the Deadpool shout out in it. So I felt pretty happy about it.
All right, nice for you.
There you go. And that's it for the stats.
Guys,
it's time for our next section, which is my favorite section because I get to come out and talk to you guys. It's your audience questions.
Hi, audience.
I thought it was just you were like, I get to come out. And then there was a long pause.
That would have been a big move.
Yeah, that would have been a big move.
It's cool. I could do that if you want. I could do that too.
No, only do it if you want.
Yeah, if you want. I mean, it's totally cool with us either way, but...
It's fine. Next show. I get to talk to you guys, the audience. If you have questions about anything, if you have questions for our fantastic guest, any of us are going to get some free comics.
That's right. They can be
literally about anything. Anything geeky, comic book, movie, personal, love life, coming out, literally anything you want.
Yeah, open. The floor is open.
Just raise your hand, and I'm going to come over to you, and you're going to get some free comics. It's as easy as that. You, sir, right over there. All right, meet me halfway, but what's your name, sir?
My name is Jason.
Hey, Jason.
What's your question?
You guys are wearing matching shirts.
Oh, look at that.
Like a solid flat field. I can't
is
even look
question,
at you.
You
can't
tell which one of you.
You're otherwise complete opposites, just so you know.
If you're listening at home, we basically look the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll handle the jokes, sir.
Yeah, it's like we're the film negative of each other.
Hey!
But is this going to disqualify me from doing trivia later?
No.
All right.
Yep.
No.
Definitely will, sir.
All right.
That just did. Not you. Yeah, but...
Listen, all right. Who is the best two-character... movie actor, Ben Affleck, who's Batman and Daredevil. You got Chris Evans, who is Johnny Storm and Captain America.
Right.
And then you have Ryan Reynolds, who's Deadpool and
Green Lantern.
Who's the best two character?
Great question. Very specific.
Well, the problem is, I mean, Ben Affleck as Daredevil, I mean, that movie was pretty bad, but we haven't seen Batman yet, so that could be.
You've seen a picture.
Yeah, I've seen a picture.
Boy,
and a lot of
memes.
I'm surprised you didn't choose Thomas Jane because he's played the Punisher twice.
Yeah, it's a great point.
Does that count?
What was the other thing where he played Tom?
No, that doesn't count. What? He was in that horrible Dirty Laundry thing.
Dirty Laundry.
Dude, fuck you, man. Oh, that thing was awesome.
Wow.
That was a home video he made.
I've seen it like eight times. Thank you. Yeah, the guy dressed as Spider-Man completely agrees
with
me.
That's great. You've seen it eight times. He's seen it once. It has nine views. So it makes a lot of sense.
I'm going to go home and watch it nine more times.
Great. Double it up.
I think mine, this is a deep cut, but Kobe Smulders has played Maria Hill, and she was Wonder Woman in the Lego movie. And I think she did a good job in both.
I think that's cheating. He only gave you three options, but okay, all right.
No, I think.
Oh,
look
sorry.
Deeper.
I thought you were just using those as examples.
Those are examples. I say look deeper.
Sorry,
the
fact
that he could pull that off of the top of his head was amazing.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I got to give it to Chris Evans.
I think.
He's great. Yeah,
he Captain America. He does a great job. I've recently seen his work, so it's fresh in my memory.
Johnny Storm
also great and very different characters.
And I think and Scott Pilgrim is his best work so far.
He's good in that movie.
Yeah,
he's very good in that.
Yeah, there you go. He's a comic book lifer. Ryan Reynolds too. He did the voices from Marjan Satrapay recently.
Oh wow! Huh?
Which is not a comic book actually. So never mind.
Okay. Oh great. Alex, do you have a fave? Or
Thomas Jane, Punisher, twice. That's my pick.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine.
No,
I mean,
I'd agree with the Chris Evans thing.
Yeah,
I think
me too.
He was one of the redeeming qualities of those first couple of Fantastic Four movies.
For sure.
And he's fantastic as Captain America. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right, you're going to get some free comics, sir.
Yay.
Pete is going to bring them to you. Next person, raise your hand. Literally anybody. Yes, you, sir, right in the front. All right, what's your name, sir?
Pablo.
Hi, hey, Pablo.
What's your question, Pablo?
Have you guys have read Superman number 38?
I haven't. I'm just going to admit that right away.
Yes,
hi, Pablo.
Is there a follow-up question, or was that the whole one?
Yes, sir, there was a follow-up. And the guy's not here yet.
Great.
So. What do you think of his new costume?
We've all seen the pictures of the costume.
Yeah, yeah.
If we haven't read it yet.
I think it's fine. I don't know. Superman.
That's not really a glowing...
I really like Action Comics right now. I think that's a very fun. That's the fun Superman to read right now.
That's a good one.
Wait, we're talking about the picture where it's like it's actually it looks like a Superman suit, but it's actually sweatpants, right? That's what we're talking about.
Nope. No. We're talking about he has a new Superman suit.
Oh no, but it's actually like a Snuggie.
Nope.
Did you just see a guy? Are you just guessing random things?
A Snuggie. So in the issue, for those of you who didn't read it. Superman's in a big fight with this guy named Ulysses, who's almost has the same powers and origin as him. They go toe-to-toe. Ulysses absorbs energy, so Superman just starts hitting him with his heat vision harder and harder and harder until what happens, and you find this out later, Superman expels all the sun, the stored solar energy from his cells, throws it at Ulysses, burns his costume off, knocks out Ulysses, and loses his powers for 24 hours.
Wow.
So not only does Superman get a new costume, he also gets this new power, which does a gigantic explosion, but also makes him totally weak for 24 hours.
Burning his clothes off is a power?
And burning his clothes off. Yeah. It's a sexy
pretty
power.
Sweet.
I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
Burn your clothes off?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that.
I guess you're right. There are consequences.
Just be careful. Yeah, be careful when doing it.
Yeah.
Don't try it at home, kids.
It's certainly better than Electric Superman from the 90s. I think we all lived through that.
There is a low bar.
Yeah.
I do miss the old pulling off the S and then throwing it at somebody and it becomes saran wrap.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they can't get out of it because saran wrap, I mean, that's just...
It's hard to get out of that. Yeah, just ask food.
Yeah, ask pasta.
Just ask any food. It's hard to get out of saran wrap.
Oh, it's impossible.
We've trapped.
That's actually a great segue into our next section, which is called Ask Pasta.
It's our favorite section because
we get to eat some pasta. Yeah. Cool. You're going to get some free comics. Let's get another question. Anybody in the audience? You, sir,
downtown.
Right over there, coming over to you right now. Here we go. All right. What's your name, sir?
My name is Curtis.
Hi, Curtis.
Hi, Curtis.
Hi, Curtis. What's your question?
So it's kind of a convoluted question, so I'm going to try to keep it simple.
All right.
So you have an existing property and it's being taken over by someone new. Would you be more worried if they're exploring a part of that property that's never been seen before, or if they're rehashing something? Or if you were the person taking it over, like the writer taking it over, would you be more worried exploring something new or rehashing something that's been seen before?
Nice. Now, is this in honor of Spider-Man, this question?
Or Star Wars?
Sure.
Yeah. Sure? All right, cool.
Cool.
All right.
What do you guys think? What? Let's talk about your fears.
Yeah, let's talk about our fears.
Mainly of spiders. About, Pete?
What?
I'm nervous that Jordan and Kenny are going to come back with a bunch of spiders. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, definitely.
That's definitely what he meant.
Yeah.
I think I would much rather see someone come in, like, say, let's use Star Wars as an example.
Right.
Like, if they, if Jason Aaron and John Cassaday came in and were like, we're going to tell you A New Hope again, I'd be like, oh, no, this is going to, everyone's going to be mad all the time. Like, I like that we're in the middle of those movies with these characters we like, and it's all new stuff, and we get to see their take on it. But we're still using the stuff we like. It's,
and it's still the characters we love. They're not changing anything.
Yeah. And if I were the creative on the creative side of that, I would be very excited to take these voices that we all love or grew up with, and like for Star Wars, and add to that world.
Yeah. But it's got to be nerve-wracking because with a property that's popular and people know, you know, if you want to try something new with it, you know. That kind of like walk of like, oh God, are they going to shit on this just because I want to try pushing this character in a different direction? Like, maybe we haven't seen before.
What if Darth Vader was like, Luke, I'm not your father.
Oh,
but I might later tell you that. But I would just be kidding then.
That's a bold move. I thought you were going to be like, Luke, listen, I just want to dance. I just really, that's what this outfit is really about. I want to be a dancing machine.
Oh. Yeah. Would you like it if he was like, Luke, make out with me?
Oh, boy. We're getting into West Allen territory there. That's,
What do you shipping?
Sold. I ship Vade Walker. I don't know. Cool.
I really think it's one of those things where it's like, obviously, when you have a proper, you get nervous about what people are going to do with it. But sometimes the idea is so good that it can win you over. But other times you like the property so much that if they try to change anything, your immediate reaction is fuck you.
Well, when you think about it, your life is just a licensed property that you're expanding on. So
did you just call his life a licensed property? Yeah, who holds the rights?
Yeah, who holds the rights?
Well, Pete and I have equal partnership. the licensed property of Pete LePage.
I'm so glad you guys could reach an agreement about that last night.
And
that
was great. Actually, this is a good time to announce. Next week, we're going to be killing off Pete and replacing him with a younger, darker, grittier Pete.
Wow. Is there?
Sorry.
Can you get grittier and darker than regular? Yeah.
With that high edgier voice, I think so.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it, you're right.
Oh, there it is.
I'm Dark Pete.
All right, I think we take one more question. You, sir, Spider-Man.
You, sir, the actual
All right, this is the actual Spider-Man.
No, I'm hipster Spider-Man.
Oh, cool.
Earth 212.
Yeah.
And my question is actually about Spider-Verse, because I was catching up on it because they excluded me.
Yeah.
So,
that's so far.
So far. Well, I mean, they did recruit me, but I was bailed out and hung out with New 52 Supergirl instead.
Yeah. Congrats. Nice.
Do you guys cosplay every podcast you go to?
We try to.
Okay.
I try
that's
to.
Nice.
Actually,
I'm glad that you do.
My question's about Spider-Verse. So I just caught up on it, and I saw a bunch of crazy different Spider-Mans. Spider-Punk is now my favorite.
Very cool, dude.
Do you guys have any favorites or bad things so far that have popped up in it?
From Spider-Verse, favorites, great question.
Spider-Gwen was great. I feel like everybody agrees on that.
That's kind of the easy answer. I really...
All right.
No, it's a bullshit answer. He's right.
No, I'm sorry. That came off as more confrontational than I meant it to be.
Well, welcome to the show.
This is a great point. I really, really liked... I loved Edge of Spider-Verse, the miniseries, the one-off little anthology series. I loved Dick Evil Spider-Man.
the one
who just, like, the evil Dick Spider-Man who, like, eats his whole family. Remember that one?
Yeah.
That one was just, like, a fun little, like, you know, satire of the Amazing Fantasy era Spider-Man. That was good. But also the giant mecha Spider-Man.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait, are you talking about the Supedaman or Spider?
Spider.
Yeah, she was great. I thought that was a really cool, weird riff that took it in a very
different
direction.
Totally, yeah, I really enjoyed that.
I'm going to say Spider-Ham.
Gotta love Spider-Ham.
Classic. Classic. I would have guessed that you would say that.
Yep.
What do you like about him? That he's big or his attitude? Is it just the ham part?
Yeah, it's
or
a little
like
both.
You like that he's shorter than everybody else?
Yeah, I do enjoy that. Enjoy that, yeah.
Yeah, and I was actually talking with Pete about this before the show. It's funny, he was saying, it's funny that Spider-Ham's your first pick, because definitely your second pick, Superior Spider-Man. Pete
nope,
was
definitely
going
not.
On
no,
his
no,
own.
No,
great that was
definitely.
Nope, how happy he was nope, to see nope, Superior nope, Spider-Man.
Nope, that
just
was
one more time.
No way.
Coming back, killing Peter
can't
Parker.
Can't we move on?
I'm loving...
We please... For
Never.
The love of God, move on.
I'm loving Silk. When the Silk was first introduced, I was like, oh, this scene.
Because you like the makeout scenes, because you're into relationships.
I love makeout scenes. The ones I'm involved with, one I'm reading, like ones that like occur in front of me if I'm like hiding behind something. Like
what?
Any sort
Dude,
of thing.
Did you submit that you're like a peeping Tom?
I'm a peeping Justin.
Wow.
I can't wait.
Are you
wait.
Here? Like, guys, don't make out in front of Justin.
Can't wait
He'll
for this cold
creepy.
Weather to get over. I can get back to peeping.
Yeah, this is actually... This is funny. Justin was bitten by a radioactive peeping Tom.
<It's right.
laughs> It gained all the powers of a peeping Tom.
All the powers, which is just like slightly better vision.
Your peeping sense goes off. Somebody's making out.
Oh, man. I hate to say it, but I'm peeping so many people right now.
Wow.
Like just
nice.
From right here.
Nice.
Yeah. See?
Awesome.
Oh. That's it for your audience questions.
Everyone terrified.
All right, guys, if you want to report a Justin-based crime, please call our hotline. But in the meantime, we're going to move on with our next section, which we like to call the Week in Geek.
Yeah!
And in the Week in Geek, we're going to talk about some geeky stuff that happened this week. Let's kick it off with the big news!
Yeah,
big
a lot news. Of big news.
The big news. Huge news broke overnight. We talked about it a little bit at the beginning of the show, but Spider-Man... Officially back in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah. Yes, finally.
Sony and Marvel brokered a deal, in case you didn't hear. They're going to share the rights to Spider-Man. Spider-Man is going to exist in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, probably show up for the first time in Captain America Civil War, though it's not totally clear. There's probably going to be a new Spider-Man, but that's not totally clear. There's a lot of ifs about it.
No,
so,
yeah.
What are you excited about this deal? What do you want to see? What else do you want to know?
Now, I'm hoping that they're going to shoot something for the post-credits for Age of Ultron.
Oh, my God. I think they're going to shoot something for the pre-credits of Age of Ultron.
Really?
Yeah, seriously.
You mean a trailer?
Yeah, they're going to shoot.
That's called a trailer.
Right. They're going to be like...
Man, there were like six pre-credits scenes on this movie.
Wait, what if they just stuck it in like... The first look ad sequence, like, you know, if you get there like 30 minutes before, they just
the
toss 20? In a scene. With
the 20? Talking about the 20?
When you get to the theater early?
They're going to hire somebody dressed as Spider-Man to just hang out in the theater.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm here to ask you your questions about the Sony Marvel deal.
Right now. Yeah, he's here right now. Earlier.
Yeah, thanks for checking in, and let the home office know everything's good. No, but seriously, here's what I think is going to happen. I mean, there's a lot of different maybe spoilers floating around Age of Ultron. I think there's probably a good chance there's going to be a montage of heroes at the end of the movie before the credits roll. And I think they're going to put Spider-Man in there for the first time.
Oh, like, at the end, you know, because of Ultron, there'll be like a registration act or something.
Yeah, registration act or the whole team's broken apart. And somebody's like, don't worry, there's more heroes out there.
Right.
Strange heroes, marvelous heroes, spiderific heroes. There'll be something like
of
that. That's what I think. That's my guess.
But I think that the big question is, are they just going to have Spider-Man... exist and like not ask any questions, or are we going to have like an introduction?
I hope we don't have another introduction.
I doubt we'll have a whole movie of it, but
I just need to see Uncle Ben die one more time.
No!
Just
come on!
I mean, if we got to see this hero, how did he get his powers? Like,
right.
Show us that origin.
No, stop.
I've seen it a couple times, but I don't quite get it.
Yeah.
No.
I feel like I've lived through it. I feel like it happened to me at this point. I've seen it so many times.
Who do you? I know you did this amazing amazing mashup of Batman's parents.
Yeah, one of my high points of my video career was as many on-screen instances of Batman's parents or Bruce Wayne's parents getting shot as I could find, and I put them all in a grid and timed them up to the moment when Joe Chill shoots his gun. It really is remarkable. I thought I was not going to have enough to fill the screen, and I ran out of space and had to leave.
It's an amazing video, but who do you think has Bruce Wayne's parents died more times or Spider-Man's parents?
Spider-Man's. I'm going to say Bruce Wayne's parents.
I don't read comics.
Yeah. I think it's Bruce Wayne's parents, both by virtue of having been around longer, and also, I don't know, there's something more... The image of little Bruce falling to his knees and yelling, no, or...
Does anyone have any B-roll of a pearl necklace falling on the ground?
Yeah, right.
For God's sake.
Yeah.
Can we see some of that? I want to see a slow-mo
I just need to know
pearls.
Whether his mom represented purity and innocence
for
that
God's
was
sakes.
Then destroyed when the white thing fell on the ground. Yeah,
because it was muddy that night. Gotham City. I actually, contrary to maybe most people, I don't need Spider-Man right now.
At all?
Not in the Marvel Universe, because the Marvel Universe right now of movies, the cinematic universe, is trending toward the cosmic. And Spider-Man does not fit in there.
Cosmic Spider-Man.
No. Oh, no one wants that.
Yes. In Spider-Verse, we had Captain Universe Spider-Man or whatever.
And when I first started reading comics, the first Spider-Man comic I read was when he was Captain Universe. And I was like, this is not what I thought.
It's
he's
not,
flying in space. I think that... I don't see how he's going to fit into any of these. A Civil War, maybe, but also I feel like it'll be this big distraction that takes us away from the course that has been charted for years that we're on, heading toward Infinity Gauntlet.
But why not just have him, background?
Around? No.
Yeah, why
he's
not?
The guy that, he's this hero that like warrants his own place.
Sorry, you want him in the background like some sort of Peeping Tom?
Ring-a-ding.
All right. I mean, I don't know. You don't know how many of these rumors are real. You don't know how many are true. But for a while, at least, it was rumored that with the Civil War storyline, they were trying to get Spider-Man in there.
Like that was just rumored. I mean, then the Sony, the leaked Sony emails. Yeah, they were genuinely
trying to do it the same way they did the storylines of the comics or close to the storyline of the comics. So maybe they're going back and doing that. Maybe it's not forced in so much as going back to the original plan.
That means, the Punisher is going to be in
maybe,
the Civil
but
War
I feel
too.
Like... What's that?
Punisher is going to be Civil War too, then.
That's probably not true.
Come on. You just said they're going to keep it close to the comics.
People are dying to get the Punisher back in the Marvel Cinematic
Universe. I am.
But actually, it's weird.
You son of a bitch.
At midnight, they announced the Spider-Man thing. At 12:05, they announced, they're like, guys, we got Punisher. And there was negative coverage.
People turned off their cameras. Well, and Thomas Jane announces every night as he prays to the Lord above.
Guys, stop making fun of Thomas Jane. He's a beautiful human being, you sons of bitches.
I mean,
but to your point earlier, it seems like what they're saying is Spider-Man will. I mean, look, all this is very tentative, but they're having like a solo Spider-Man film. They were not announcing and saying like, and Spider-Man's joining the Avengers. Like, my guess is he won't be a background character. It'll just sort of be sort of like what we have in the comics, where like. Spider-Man.
Swing by.
Well, it's like, I mean, right now, Spider-Man isn't all that involved in, like, Jonathan Hickman's, like, time runs out storyline. I mean, you can have, but you have wonderful, well, I guess he is in a very cosmic situation right now with Spider-Verse, but you know what I mean? You can have Spider-Man exist in the universe and not have to get involved in the Infinity War.
I mean, I'm actually more excited about Kevin Feige working on the Sony movies, because then maybe they'll be way better than they are.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's the thing.
I would like to see a Spider-Man. That you don't have to be. That's not like NC-17. I feel like
movies have you been watching?
Tom, what?
Can you give us access to these movies you've been watching?
Yeah.
Oh, you've
have
been
you
watching
just
all
watching
the,
porn.
He's been watching the softcore pornography versions of all.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what
movies.
I'm talking about. Like finally we could.
They're finally letting Spider-Man into the to the Skinamax universe.
The Spider-Man movies have been skewing darker and darker and more adult all the time, and that's not Spider-Man.
Right. Okay. So I get what you're saying. Yeah, not the sexual aspect, but they are, basically since, Spider-Man 3, which, has a lot of problems, at least that was, kind of happy-go-lucky, and, oh, boy, Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2 are just straightforward. There is not a lot funny about that.
And Amazing Spider-Man 2 is, it's violent.
Yeah.
It's violent, and it's grim, but weirdly cartoony at the same time.
Yeah, they can't find that balance. And if there's one thing that Marvel Studios has figured out, it's how to, find that weird balance between cartoony and comic booky and, actually cinematic.
Yeah. I actually think he's going to play in pretty significantly. I think he's probably going to show up at Civil War.
Yeah.
You're going to have him have a solo film. Avengers Infinity War Part 1, you know, again, there's those rumors about, like, the team breaking apart, everybody being broken. He's probably going to be part of that new team.
Right.
They're going to want to use Spider-Man as much as humanly possible because whatever you think of the movies, he's still basically the most popular character in the entire world.
Yep.
Right. I mean, the never-ending irony is that Marvel, you know, sold off the film rights to their arguably, like, most creatively rich properties, the X-Men and Spider-Man, because they were desperate for money, and now they're stuck with stuff that they've done a really good job with, but, like, boy, there's so much to do with Spider-Man that they can have fun with, and... You can even – there are always those, like, fun moments back – I can't remember. There was some Galactus story back in, like, the 80s where Galactus comes down to New York as per usual, and all the Avengers leap into battle, and Spidey and Daredevil, like, perch themselves up on a building are like, well, not a whole lot we can do. Let's just watch and see what happens.
Yeah.
Like, those kinds of moments are always fun. Yeah.
So that – but that's, like, a cutaway, which I'm happy with.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything – well, let's talk about – so Andrew Garfield is probably almost definitely – out is Spider-Man, which is actually a little bit of a bummer.
I liked him. Yeah, I thought he was a good Peter Parker.
Yeah, he's him and Martin Sheen as Uncle Ben and
great.
Sally Field as Aunt May are the best parts.
Good
of
crew. Emma Stone's
really good, too. Yeah, sorry, I shouldn't have thrown her in
the box. Yeah, she's great. So he's out, though. Who do you want in? Who do you want to see as the new Spider-Man?
Who knows?
Well,
I mean, this is something, I don't know, we were talking about this a little bit before the show. This is breaking news. Happened literally like a minute before the show. But Jon Stewart... is leaving
the Daily Show.
Yep. It's a weird coincidence that he announced at the end of the day that he's leaving the Daily Show when at the beginning of the day they announced that they're looking for a new Spider-Man.
Wow. Yeah.
Do the math.
That would be a good choice.
He's not as... Yeah. Let's not forget. Andrew Garfield is like 30. So, like, Jon Stewart's not as far off in age.
Yeah, and kids like him. So he gets to be younger.
But those grays up.
I think Jon Stewart would be a good Miles Morales.
Absolutely. Yeah. No one would be upset about that.
That's controversial.
But I do, to dovetailing with what I just said.
Did you say ducktailing?
Ducktailing, yeah. I think a ducktail. Are we going to finally get DuckTales back in the MCU?
let's do it.
No, I do kind of hope they actually cast someone young. Because I don't know, there's something that is just as good as Andrew Garfield is. I have bad memories of Tobey Maguire playing him.
He
did a fine job, but like Tobey Maguire in quote unquote high school, like in
he seemed old.
It was a little creepy.
That scene when he hurts his back, I was like, that's Tobey
Maguire. Yeah, that's exactly.
How about it's a shame Miles Teller's playing Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, he would be a really good one. Peter Parker. That's a good point.
Dylan O'Brien, I also think, would be pretty good.
Ooh,
I don't know if you guys know his stuff. He was in Maze Runner on Teen Wolf. I think he's great. I think he would be very good as Spider-Man.
Nice. I don't know. I haven't watched those teenage properties.
All right. Maze Runner is actually good. You should check it out.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Kid who plays Bruce Wayne will grow up to do it. from God.
The kid who grows up to Bruce Wayne is going to be grow up to be the most Jewish man on the Upper West Side.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
I could say that.
Wow. No, it's comfortable.
We could comfortably,
nervously chuckle.
Good. All right, let's move on. One other thing to talk about. The Walking Dead was back this week.
Yeah.
Walking Dead, big, huge episode, huge spoilers. If you haven't checked it out, earmuffs now, please. But... sad stuff went down.
It was sad. It was like a sad student film.
But it was a sad student film.
So when you say student film, did you not like it?
No, I actually did. I thought it was great.
Okay.
One person was making fun of it and said, I think I just watched Pearl Jam's Jeremy for an hour.
Yeah.
I thought that was a pretty good line.
If anyone who's saying that as a complaint, you need to stop being friends with that person. Yeah. He has a great music video.
It is.
So it was directed by Greg Nicotero, written by Scott Gimple. Scott Gimple's the showrunner. Greg Nicotero has been the effects guru and one of the guys that's been shepherding the shows all along. And it was a very lyrical episode that played with time, played with different images, and eventually killed off one of the main characters. And I love the fact that they're finally trying stuff on this
show.
Me
too. They took it out of a traditional like linear narrative.
I just saw it reminded me of the first episode that was a lot more artistic.
But this, I feel like, played with, like Alex said, played with time and what our expectations were a little in a way that I was like, it's so surprising where the death was a like a sort of jarring.
So you
surprise.
Like being confused in the beginning, and then slowly everything explained to you, so you're not confused.
That's what's called storytelling.
Oh, well, I didn't
love
appreciate
being
it.
Slightly confused.
Wait, when you watch TV shows, does somebody say, "Hey, Pete, real quick, 1 minute? Here's what's going to happen in the show. Now enjoy."
Nope. I just like to enjoy things as they happen and be like, "Okay, this makes sense with the characters." Not like, what? Why are they there? Why isn't this person there? Okay, yep. That picture should have more blood on it.
Star Wars comment, I'm definitely getting that you like a linear progression of time.
Yeah, I do.
Have you ever seen a movie called Memento?
I hate that movie.
That drove me crazy.
Yeah?
About Mementos? It's like a commercial?
That's exactly what I meant.
He does love Mentos.
I do. Yeah, I liked it, but it also was like, and I enjoyed that it was different. It was nice, like, okay, new season, kind of freshen everything up and everything. But I just felt like...
like Mentos.
Yeah, like Mentos. But
a real fresh savor.
I also wanted to see, you know, the things that I love about the show, and that's Michonne kicking ass, you know what I mean?
There was some ass kicking.
A little bit.
More ass and more kicking.
That made it sound weird, but, you know. I like when she unleashes the sword. You know what I mean?
That also sounds weird.
Yeah. All right. maybe I'm weird. But, yeah, I just felt like, okay, I get it. Yeah, there's a nice picture, but then blood spilled on it. Like, this is a tough world that we're living in now. And, man, blood is all over the place and a part of their reality. And, wow, that's deep.
You didn't
and,
like
yeah,
it.
The shovel. Yep. Okay, great. But, like...
You didn't like
it was a lot of time on that.
You didn't like it because of the stains and like the work involved, like the shoveling and the
And the poor artist who drew that picture had to sit there and watch it get all stained up. I mean, that had to be tough.
That was a photograph.
photographs are like pictures that just a little bit draw very quickly. Yeah.
I mean, I loved it. I just didn't want to see a whole season like that.
Oh,
you're
cool.
Not going to.
Good.
It's going to be very straightforward other than this.
Cool. Then I'm on board.
Great. What other straightforward stuff have you been enjoying? Real Housewives?
No.
He's been liking the sun rising and also setting.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yep. Yeah. I like when we can call ahead of time and that happens right on time.
Yeah,
I love that.
It's amazing.
I like look at my clock and I'm like, oh, right.
Holy shit,
perfect.
They did it again.
Yeah. How did they do it?
Another day in the diary.
And that's it for the week again.
Was anyone else upset by his death? Like, really upset? I was fucking heartbroken.
Oh, so you...
I don't get you, Pete.
Yeah, you don't make any sense.
That's true, I don't.
Here's another thing that makes no sense. Our next section, which is trivia. And for that, we're going to turn it over to the man who doesn't make sense. Pete, no sense in the bag.
All right.
The pain.
This is the part we give back to you, the lovely audience. It's an opportunity to win $25 free. Who would like $25 free? Simple raising of the hand. Simple raising of the hand will get you $25 free. Yes. Yes, you, sir. Come on up. The guy that was convinced to raise your hand. Come on up, sir.
Come on up.
Come on up, sir. Yeah, give him a round of applause. Over he was great. Over here. Over here. Yep.
Over here,
yep.
Sir.
There we
here
go. Okay. What is your name, sir?
Chris.
Chris. Audience. Audience, Chris.
Woo!
All right.
Hi.
Chris, how this is going to work is I'm going to read you a question, listen to all three possible answers, get all three questions right, and you will get $25. As long as you read every comic that came out this week, you will be fine,
be
Chris.
Fine.
Don't even worry about it.
This guy sounds good.
Is there like any helplines or anything?
No. Yeah, you can't phone a friend. There's no help. Don't worry about it.
Did you say quote a friend?
A phone a friend.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I have been drinking, though. All right, here we go. Chris. In Punisher number 15, which continues to be amazing, Punisher number 15 starts with blank. Is it A, Frank chained up? Is it B, Frank shooting people? Or is it C, Frank and beans? So it's either A, which is the correct answer, or it's B.
I'm going to say A.
A is correct, Chris. All right.
This guy's a pro.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. In Hawkeye number 21, which was also amazing. Hawkeye number 21 has the Battle of the Blank. Is it A, the Battle of Brooklyn? B, the Battle of Bed-Stuy? Or is it C, the Battle of the Bulgy Pants? So it's either A, Brooklyn, or B, more specifically, Bed-Stuy. So normally when you're being more specific in multiple choice, that's normally the correct one.
So I'm going to say B.
B is correct. Nice job, sir.
Well,
here we go. Last one. Don't get cocky.
I'm coming very close to getting these wrong.
All right. And the goon Once Upon a Hard Time, which also was amazing. Thank you for asking, Chris. who is on a rampage? Is it A, the goon, B, the witches, or C, hey, remember Rampage? That was a great game. I love that video game. So is it A, the goon, which is also the title of the comic, or it's B, the witches?
I'm going to say A.
A is correct.
Amazing.
You just dominated. Dang. Wow. Unbelievable. $25 free, sir.
You just tapped it. Congratulations.
Out of nowhere. That was incredible.
Good job, buddy.
Great job. Guys, as we all know, tomorrow is... Whoa.
Oh,
nice. Ice cold.
Oh, just got the cold ice. Shoulder.
Wow. Man.
Amazing.
Yeah, we've never thrown anybody out of this show, but...
Man, a lot.
It might be time. Security? Oh, we don't.
No, we don't.
Yeah,
don't
which one of us is security?
I don't know. Well,
it's Spider-Man. We got Spider-Man right there.
Yeah. Spider-Man's probably.
Spider-Man's
well, maybe scary. Supergirl. Should we?
Spider-Man, go kill that man for us.
Yeah. Kill his thing.
Without his Uncle Ben, he would just kill people.
Yeah.
Come on.
Everybody knows
that's
that.
That's a great point.
Speaking of kill people, don't kill people to get to the comic book store tomorrow.
Yeah,
when
just
you could just go to.
People, don't kill anyone.
Just at the comic book store. Otherwise, do whatever you want. But go to Midtown Comics. They've been nice enough to sponsor the show. So we recommend you go to there.
Yep.
What new comics are you guys looking for?
Oh. I'm looking forward to Shudder number 9.
Ooh. Shudder 9.
Yeah. Shudder 9.
Why?
Shudder continues to be a very creative comic that I enjoy, and I can't predict, so I'm on board every fucking issue.
Oh, great. nice. I'm looking forward to the Starlight Trade from Image Comics.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
are you going to pick up the trade, even though you picked up all the individual issues?
Okay, maybe not, but it's a great story. I can't recommend it enough. Definitely check that out.
All right, there you go. I'm looking forward to Prometheus Fire and Stone Omega is coming out tomorrow.
What a name.
Very long name for a comic book.
Yeah.
But Dark Horse has been running this bizarre experiment where they've had a Prometheus comic book, an Aliens comic book, a Predator comic book, and an Alien versus Predator comic book that they've been releasing once a week, but in the wrong order.
It's
so
great.
It's been the most bizarre thing to read in the entire world.
Yeah.
Some of the books are better than others. I would recommend the Predator book in particular, which is kind of totally awesome.
Cool.
But this is tying everything up, so I'm fascinated to see how it all ends. That's all.
Nice. And for me, dovetailing with what we were saying at the beginning, or ducktailing.
Ducktailing.
Darth Vader number 1, the next part.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to read an advanced review copy, and it's really good.
I also read a review copy, and it is very good.
Yeah. Kieran Gillen writes it, and he has a real ear for Darth Vader dialogue. Also, you get to see the Emperor be the most micromanaging, passive-aggressive dick of a boss. Wow. It's great.
You had to see that coming, though.
It's like a workplace kind of dramedy.
Yeah.
Which is just what we want.
Oddly enough, it is what you want. You didn't know you wanted it.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Couple of things before we go. Next week on the show, we're going to have Jeff Glock back here. He hasn't been here in a couple of years. He wrote a book about Casanova, which is one of our favorite books on the show.
Certainly.
So we're going to get scholarly about that. That should be really exciting.
Well, then I shouldn't come back then, probably.
Probably not.
Yeah,
but
you have a week to learn something.
All right, I'll go to college for a week.
Great. You'll love Casanova. Everything happens in order.
Yep.
No, it doesn't. What do you want to plug, Pete?
Friend us on Facebook so you get to know about all the amazing guests we have on the show.
Follow us on Twitter at Comic Book Live.
Check us out at comicbookclublive.com, nerdist.com for the podcast and more. A couple of people we want to thank. We want to thank our fabulous interns, Ebon Bell, Tomer Dar, Craig Fletcher, David McKay, and Riley Trahad. We want to thank Abraham for being on the show.
Thanks.
We want to thank everybody here at Fontana's. We're every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Totally free. Please tell your friends. Thank you, guys. Good night.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you
for coming.